Immigration rights advocates say that the Trump administration is pushing the limits of what is legal when it comes to immigration enforcement. NPR's Jasmine Garst is following the case of a family in Detroit who made a mistake while driving to the supermarket. A wrong exit turned into a five-day-long ordeal for a mom without legal status and her two young children who are U.S. citizens. The family says it felt like a kidnapping. Jasmine Garst joins us now. Hi, Jazz.
Hi.
So tell us what happened to this family.
So, okay, this is a mixed status family. The mom is a woman named Sarai. She's an immigrant from Guatemala without legal status, and she requested her last name be withheld because she is afraid of retaliation. Mm-hmm. Her two daughters are ages 1 and 5. They are American citizens. They live in Detroit. And so on a Saturday morning earlier this month, Sarai and her daughters got into the car to go to Costco, you know, buy some groceries, get some lunch. Mm-hmm. But Sarai says she typed in the wrong Costco location in her phone's navigation. She realized too late she was driving to the Costco on the other side of the border in Canada.
Wow.
Which led to their arrest by Customs and Border Protection.
Okay. And I guess so far, this sounds like what's been standard immigration practice for years now, right? Like someone in the country illegally gets detained at a border crossing.
Yeah. Yes, yes. In prior years, Sarai, who has no criminal record, would likely be released with a notice to appear in immigration court. But that's not what happened. Instead, they were all taken to a Customs and Border Protection building right by the border between the toll plaza and the bridge that connects Windsor, Canada, and Detroit. And they were held there for over 5 days in an office space with no windows, a space that is not built for detention, much less for children. Yeah. And at no point were they allowed to speak to a lawyer or to her consulate. I spoke about this experience with Sarai.
Yo les decía, quiero un abogado que, porque ustedes mismos han dicho que también puedo tener abogado.
She says, I would tell the agents, I want a lawyer. You told me when you arrested me that I could have a lawyer. She says it felt like a kidnapping. And she says around the third day in detention, both kids started getting sick. It was quite cold in the facilities. They were mostly being fed instant ramen. And she says she started pleading with agents, please release my daughters, who again are American citizens.
Right. Well, have immigration officials responded to NPR about this whole case?
Yes. In a statement, Customs and Border Protection told NPR, quote, when individuals violate immigration laws, their choices make them subject to detention and removal. And they say Sarai's initial decision to keep her kids with her extended her detention time. Now, what happened to this family may have been legal under U.S. law, and the agency says it followed protocol, but lawyers NPR interviewed say this raises serious questions. Her children were held in conditions the U.S. has previously deemed unacceptable to minors.
God, I'm just wondering, like, how often are cases like this one happening? Do we have any idea?
Immigration lawyers I spoke to told me they believe this is becoming a more widespread practice during Trump's second term, and that it's an example of enforcement pushing the boundaries of the law. I mean, for example, typically detentions at ports of entry are very temporary, a couple of hours, maybe a day. For this family, it was close to a week without a lawyer, which is a right for everyone in the U.S., regardless of immigration status.
That is NPR's Jasmine Garst. Thank you so much, Jazz.
Thanks for having me.